in the news this week. Following Labour's success at the polls, we look at where the party stands on some key moral issues. Members of the Northern Ireland Assembly urge their colleagues to tackle the widespread harm caused by gambling. And a man with locked-in syndrome speaks of his mission to inspire others. Hello. The UK has a new government. The Labour Party won a sizeable majority with 34% of the vote, beating the Conservatives into second place. The Lib Dems are now the third largest party at Westminster. In Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin won the most seats. Labour has indicated what its policies are on several important moral issues, although some matters are devolved. Its manifesto pledged to introduce a full trans-inclusive ban on conversion practices and promised to make it easier for people to change legal sex. On sanctity of life issues, the party vowed to give parliamentary time to discuss introducing a law on assisted suicide and to liberalise abortion. But it did commit to strengthening protections to tackle gambling-related harm. The Institute's acting director, Kieran Kelly, encouraged Christians to commit to pray for their local MP, whether or not they voted for them. These men and women need our prayers, and the Bible instructs us to pray for them. They also need to hear from informed Christians prepared to urge them to pass laws which restrain evil and promote good. Make your Christian voice count. Members of the Northern Ireland Assembly have called for a complete overhaul of gambling legislation in the province. A report published by Stormont's all-party group on reducing harm related to gambling makes 57 recommendations to better protect the public. The group proposes that gambling websites wishing to operate in Northern Ireland should be required to have robust age verification checks to protect children. It also recommends restricting gambling advertising, including a ban on TV adverts between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m, and calls for the creation of an independent regulator tasked with enforcing the law. Gambling regulation is a devolved issue, and the Assembly is partway through updating existing legislation. An NHS employee in Scotland is taking legal action after she was disciplined for objecting to a man using the women's changing room. The anonymous woman was suspended for 3 months pending an investigation after complaining to NHS Fife when she encountered a male worker in the changing rooms late at night. Although her legal team successfully got her suspension lifted, NHS Fife has not dropped its disciplinary process against her. Fiona McInnena of women's group Sex Matters said the case shows that gender ideology has been allowed to trump all other considerations. This comes as Scotland's 2022 census revealed that just 0.44% of Scots identified as trans, 46% of whom were between 16 and 24 years old. Almost half of trans people identified as non-binary, while 32% claims to be the opposite sex. And finally, a man with locked-in syndrome has spoken of his desire to inspire others through his experience of living with the condition. Howard Wicks, who suffered a debilitating stroke as a teenager, has just completed the first in a planned series of books on his life, using technology that tracks eye movements. The 29-year-old from Devon also runs a charity to help people in a locked-in state embrace their fullest potential. In a BBC interview, Mr. Wicks reflected on his work with young people.
I love cultivating hope, happiness, and joy, and showing children how I embody these qualities despite how I am. I want to broaden the reach of hope and positivity through my own experiences, and I believe that helping children is the starting point in achieving a better future for all.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.